Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Detroit and was a house painter for 25 years. He began singing professionally at age 43 with the help of Joe Vicari, the CEO of Andiamos. When you hear him sing, you swear it was the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. He's performed all over the world with Andrea Bocelli, Rich Little, Tony Bennett, and many, many other superstars. His name? Mark Randese. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's Jack.
We're with the man who traded a paintbrush for a microphone. Mark Randese. Mark, welcome. It's an honor to have you.
Oh, it's an honor to be here, Jack.
We go back a long way, Mark.
Yeah, we do.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your parents?
I came from a Christian household. I had a typical upbringing with good parents. I was raised in a middle-class home in Detroit, and I've got great memories of my childhood. I had great parents, and seeing this is Mother's Day, I had a great mother. I still do.
What's the biggest things you learned from your mom, and what's the biggest things you learned from your dad?
Well, to service other people, you know, be a good worker, be a good person, be a good Christian guy, and they taught me principles in life and so forth. My mother was just, you know, back in that generation when I was growing up in the early 60s, mothers were always home. So my mother played obviously a huge role in my life, teaching us and schooling us and helping with the homework. My father was just a very hardworking, you know, 100% Sicilian old school man that just, you know, went to work every day, provide for his family. So they taught a lot through example.
Was there music in your family?
Oh yeah, that was a big, huge part of our family. My grandfather used to be an opera singer. In fact, he sang on the same stage with Caruso back in the early 1900s in New York City. And my father was a trumpet player and played jazz in high school. He grew up in Grosse Pointe, and we had music playing all the time in my house. Mario Lanza, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Ella Fitzgerald, all the good, great, great singers. And so it was a big, huge role, played a big role in our family.
How'd you ever get into painting?
My father. He was just looking to make a living to pay the bills, and he applied to be a salesman to sell paint jobs. And eventually he just started a little business of his own because the company he was working for went out of business. And so when I was just a very young kid, you know, I started painting, you know. And then when I graduated from high school, I just became a painter, worked for my dad for many, many years.
It's the early 90s, and you start doing karaoke. How did that ever come about?
Well, I used to always like to sing. I used to love to sing. And karaoke came along. Those of you who remember back then, I mean, it's very common now, but there was nothing like it back then. And so a friend of mine told me one day, because we used to sing a lot, you know, just messing around, having fun with the fellas and sing along with the radio and so forth. And one of my friends one day said, you won't believe this. There's a restaurant that has this thing called karaoke, and you can actually get up and sing for everybody, and it's just you. And there's music in the background. It's just like playing with a band. And I said, you got to be kidding. So we went to this restaurant, and I did it. And I got up and I karaoke'd, and I almost passed out because, you know, it was the first time I stood in front of people and actually sang like that. And I got hooked, you know, so we started singing all the time. I was painting and singing, and I'd show up in my paint clothes in these different restaurants and different, you know, bars and so forth, and I'd be I was like the Sinatra singer in paint clothes. It was pretty hilarious. But that's how it started, and that's what we were doing back then.
A legend here in town, Joe Vaccheri.
Yep.
The CEO of Andiamo Restaurant Group. Mm-hmm. Changed your life.
Yeah, well, he heard a karaoke tape of mine, and a friend of mine, God rest his soul, he's no longer with us, a sweet, sweet man, his name is Dick Renzella, and he heard me sing one day at a karaoke place, and they took that tape. He took that tape and gave it to Joe Vaccheri, and he said, listen to this guy. And so one day Joe called me. He said he put the tape in his car. He was driving along. He didn't think anything. He put it in, and he listened. He goes, hey, this guy sounds pretty good. So he called me up and asked me to sing in one of his restaurants. And that's how it all started. And the rest is history, as they say.
And how did you ever start to sing the Sinatra songs?
Well, my dad raised me on that good music, like I said, and I gravitated toward that sort of music as a kid, you know, Sinatra, Dean Martin, that sort of thing. And my father just played all these songs. My mother played the records so that's what I heard my whole life. And I loved that music. So when I'd karaoke, that's the songs I would sing. It was sort of a natural for me, you know.
If there's a listener tonight, Mark, and you just said recently, you know, that was my first big break. And there's a listener that says, wow, all I need is a break. Mm-hmm. I got greatness in me. I need a break. What do you say to that listener?
Well, first of all, you've got to really love what you do. I mean, you know, getting a break comes unexpected many times. So you never know. And you never know what, you know, what's in store. But I would say just keep pursuing what you love to do and keep knocking on doors and just keep asking. And sooner or later, you'll get the break.
As we go to a break, could you leave with a little Sinatra, please?
I would love to.
It had to be you. It just had to be you. I wandered around and I finally found somebody who could make me be true or make me feel kind of blue or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you.
Mark Randese, Mr. AKA Frank
yeah,
Sinatra.
Baby.
And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Once again, here's your host, Jack Rasula.
Welcome back. We're with Mark Randese, who began performing professionally at age 43. When you started, Mark.
Wow, 43.
And there would be former customers of your paint jobs in the audience.
Yeah.
What would they say?
Well, a lot of them didn't recognize me because I was in paint clothes, you know, had a paint hat on and, you know, overalls and, oh, my goodness, full of paint. But, yeah, that was kind of a kick when I'd come out and see former customers sitting in the front row or, you know, it was hilarious, the looks on their face. And I remember I used to paint commercial buildings, so I remember the owner of one of these Pontiac dealerships in Troy. He came and he said, boy, that was a nice job, young man. You know, young man, 43, but that was young. Now that was 10 years ago. But, and I said, Mr. Fowler, his name was. I said, it's me. He said, what? I've painted your dealership four times. You know, he's like, I didn't recognize you, you know, so... It was kind of a riot. It happened a lot. That happened to me a lot. A lot of customers whose relatives would tell them, we're going to the Sinatra show, and we want you to hear this guy. And, oh, really? What's his name? Mark Randese. Randese? That's my painter. You can't be the same guy, you know. So it was pretty hilarious.
What did your mom and dad think of this?
Well, they loved it, you know. I mean, my folks love that music, you know, and they've always wished, man, we'd like to hear someone kind of keep that music alive. And so my dad's actually, he's my biggest fan, sometimes too much so. But I tell you, he critiques me. By the way, if anybody out there listens to one of our shows or hears me and you think maybe I'm off a little bit one night, or, you know, everyone has their good days and bad days, believe me, if I do something wrong, I hear about it. My father tells me everything. He tells me, you know, you should have done this, you should have held that. No, you should have. He critiques me a lot, and it's a beautiful thing because I know he's telling the truth. And you know, he loves it. He just loves good music. So,
you're 43 and you start to sing professionally. There had to be a lot of people that said, you're crazy, you're never going to make it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a lot of people with dreams out there, they're being told, you can't do that, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. What do you say to those people?
Well, you don't listen to that, but, you know, you just do what you feel is right in your heart, because obviously people thought, you know, at the time I was going through a sad divorce, you know, and I was, you know, I wasn't a kid, and a lot of people thought, hey, what do you plan on doing? What are you, crazy? You know, you go paint, which is nothing wrong with painting. I mean, they'd say, you can't do it. You're too old. You know, people basically would tell you you're too old, which is sad because society makes you think that if you're, you know, over 25, you're old. And there's millions and millions of people our age, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, who they're not ready to lay down and just fall asleep yet. There's a lot of living to do yet, you know.
These last 10 years, you've performed all over the world with the likes of Bocelli, Rich Little, Don Rickles, Joan Rivers, Connie Stevens, on and on and on. Mark, what has performing these 10 years taught you?
It's truthfully, I think about it, it's been very humbling to be amongst these so-called people you see that are, you know, big stars, and to be with them. First of all, it's humbling, and then you realize that people are just human, you know. They're no different than anybody, you know. And I got a terrific respect for musicians and performers. It taught me a lot of that, because I spent my whole life in the audience. See, I grew up in construction, you know, painting, contracting. All my friends were bricklayers, cement guys, painters, carpenters. I didn't grow up with musicians, even though music's in my blood, my family's blood. And, you know, when you're in the audience your whole life, you look at performers. And I don't, you know, Sinatra, obviously. Or, you know, you look at even these rock singers, or, you know, you think it's an easy thing to do when you're in the audience. You go, look at, they just get up there and they play for an hour. And then, or look at the musicians, they just play for an hour and their show, this is a great life, or it's an easy life. And then you do it. I'll never forget the first time I performed for an hour in front of people. I was just soaking wet when I came down. I mean, because you're giving your all, you're up on stage, the lights it's exhausting. So I learned to really respect the performer and the musician like I never had before.
This phenomenon called American Idol, how do you explain it and what do you think of it?
Well, it's nice to see the kids singing. I mean, I got to say that, because the music nowadays, you know, I mean, I was telling people the other day, I was listening to some rap music, and not that I wanted to, but it was in a Jeep 4 miles behind me. You know what I mean? No, but the music's been so bad. So when you see these kids nowadays singing, it's great. But, you know, I'm a little, you know, I wish they would open it up to, obviously, you know, a little bit older people. It's like last year, the girl who won, bless her heart, she was a great singer, 17 years old. You know, and she's like, oh, finally, my dreams came true, finally. She's 17. You know, it's like, why does society make you think if you're 25, you're old? I mean, but it's good to see the kids singing, and I love it. It just would be nice if they would have a talent show for, you know, people of all ages. You know?
It's a special night, packed house, and you start to sing, and you just don't have it. How do you get through a performance when your moons are not aligned?
You fake a heart attack. No. No, you know, as they say, the show must go on, and you can't worry about that. You know, if you look back on the old singers, Sinatra, obviously, the Dean Martin show every Thursday, used to love that show. All the singers back then, nobody lip synced. When Frank had a live TV show, Ella Fitzgerald would come on. It was all live. Now, I've got shows of Sinatra, and some days he's more in voice than others, but it's live, and that's the beautiful thing. It doesn't matter if you don't really have it exactly like you should, because it's a live performance, and if you put your heart and soul into it, it comes across to the audience, and that's really what they're there for. They want to see a live performance, and that's the beautiful thing sometimes if you have a good day and a bad day, because it's, you know, you're human, and that happens, but you can't worry about it. You know, you just keep going. You just go out there and do your thing.
One night I was in Dearborn, and Henny Youngman was performing, packed house. You know, and it's the one, take my wife, take my wife. Mm-hmm. And he says, it's great to see all you people tonight. I think back to Tuesday night. I got a call. The guy said, what time does the show start? He said, I said, what time can you get here? Okay.
Yeah, it's true, though. You know, it's like live performers. I mean, every performer, every singer has it. You know, that's a nightmare. They have that worry. In fact, well, you see shows canceled sometimes. You know, a lot of performers, they can't make it. Now, you know, obviously if you have pneumonia or you have obviously you have to cancel your show. But if you're just off a little bit one night, not exactly in voice, hey, show must go on. Give it your all.
Summer's arriving. As we go to a commercial, can you share with us another tune?
Let me see. Summer's coming. What can we do? Let me think.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, then we strolled the golden sun. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
I quote Andrea Bocelli. I thought I was listening to a Frank Sinatra recording. Mark Randese and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Nice.
And the summer wind.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Presented by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Mark Randese. Mark, you've performed all over the world. Mm-hmm. Talk about the Detroit audience.
Well, I'm a little partial, but, you know, because that's where I'm, you know, that's my hometown, you know. But the Detroit people, there's, you know, there's so much talent here, and there's such a love for life in Detroit and for music. And we've got some unbelievable musicians and talent in this city, and the people in general. They're just so, it's the so-called blue-collar city, but they're so for real. I mean, in everything. Look at the sports. Look at the fans here in Detroit. That's the way they are. They're like number one. I mean, and performers who I've worked with in this city who have been all over the world, they do talk about how special the people in Detroit are.
For the last 10 years of a flight of your life, it's been a tribute to the chairman of the board, mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra, who died 10 years ago this coming Wednesday.
Right, right.
What made Sinatra the best, the king, the chairman of the board?
Just so many things. I think of his longevity. I think of his. I mean, think about it. 60 years in the business. He started out before Elvis, and he survived through the Elvis days, the days of the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, all the great Michael Jackson, all these so-called great acts. Sinatra was there every step of the way, and he had his ups and downs, but he had hits all through the years. I mean, it was amazing. Even in the disco days, the guy had a hit with a disco record. But I mean, it was like his longevity was just, nobody can even touch him.
Over lunch, you've shared that Frank was the master of emphasis.
Yes.
Talk about
his, that. His phrasing of a song. Everybody tries to emulate him. I mean, even rock singers, Bon Jovi, his favorite singer is Sinatra, because he would phrase, and he was the master at it. He knew how to present a song, which is what I try to do. You know, you try and learn from the master. The guy was, you know, the best. The way he would pronounce the words, the way he would, his tone, and the way he would present the song, he emphasized the right words, so he really felt, people feel when they listen to a song that he's singing to them, and they get the real meaning of the song. For example, let's say just, I've Got You Under My Skin, you know. A lot of people might just sing it, I've got you under my skin, I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart. But Frank would, I've got you under my skin, I've got you deep in the heart of me. He knew how to emphasize the right words. And really, he's the master at it. And everybody will tell you that. I mean, even Tony Bennett. I mean, that was Frank's favorite singer, Tony. But ask Tony. I mean, everybody, they try and emulate Frank. He was the best, bar none.
As a tribute to his passing 10 years ago this coming Wednesday, you've got a big show at Andiamo.
Right, yep.
Can you share with...
It's the 10-year anniversary of Sinatra's death. We're going to celebrate his life and his music with with an orchestra, Johnny Trudell's, you know, the Johnny Trudell Orchestra, his 20-piece orchestra. And Frank was known for just surrounding himself with good people and good musicians. And that's what I try to do. And when you listen to this music that night, it's going to be just over the top. Well, it's Sinatra, you know. And it's something you hopefully people won't miss.
What number should they call?
They can call Ticketmaster or call Andiamo's at 586-268-3200. Ask for Terry. And, you know, come and enjoy an exciting night of great music.
One of the many things that impressed me of Sinatra was his lyrics. There was something for every person, and there was something for every mood that every person had.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's why he was such a master, too. Because somebody asked him one time, what's your favorite song, Frank? You know, and people ask me that, too. What's your favorite song? What do you like to sing best? And Frank said, well, that's like asking me if I like steak better than ice cream, you know. It depends on the mood, depends on what you're going through in life. And Frank had a song for everything a person's gone through in life, the ups and downs and over and out, you know. That's life. And if you were in love, he had a beautiful love song for you. If you went through a breakup, which I can attest to, all of a sudden those songs really have a lot of meaning, you know, when you hear those songs. If you're in a great mood, you want to dance, swing, you know, he's got a song for that. So, I mean, you know, he covered the whole spectrum of your mood.
What would he sing to a Cubs fan or a Lions fan?
What would he sing?
Yes.
My kind of town, Chicago is. Or he'd sing, hello, Detroit, you won my heart.
If you could say, Mark Randese, one thing to Frank Sinatra, what would you say to him?
Oh, man, I'd just say thank you. You're a classic, a true original. And thanks for going in the studio all those decades and recording that fabulous voice of his and recording all that great music with all those great arrangers, like, you know, Quincy Jones, Nelson Riddle, Don Costa, Billy May, just and all the songwriters that you worked with. He worked with Rodgers and Hart and Cole Porter and Sammy Kahn, Van Heusen, the Gershwins. I mean, and it's all recorded, so it'll just stay alive forever. And that's what we're trying to do, too. So if you come Wednesday, you'll see we're just keeping the music alive. It's too good to let it die. And Sinatra said himself in an interview with Walter Cronkite, I wish someone would learn to do this music so it just wouldn't die. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, we're trying to keep it alive.
When you're up on a stage in Vegas, in Paris, in England, New York. Do you ever pinch yourself and say, wow?
Yeah, I do. It's pretty amazing because, like I said, I never dreamed I would ever do this. You could have told me I was going to perform heart surgery or brain surgery. I would have believed you more than, you know, I think back in the days painting every weekend and all those nasty fumes and spraying those dirty places. And if anyone told you you're going to be in a tuxedo in front of an orchestra, in front of all these people doing this beautiful kind of music, which, I mean, the music is just so good too, Jack. I mean, and you're a music lover, you know, you play piano and I think back of the poor kids nowadays. And I have to tell you, when we do, like last week we performed, and the young people, I mean, in their early 20s, late teens, were coming up to me going, that was great. We love that music. Man, you're good. That was good. And I thought, these poor kids, they never get a chance to hear. I went to a restaurant downtown Detroit, and someone recognized me and asked me to sing a song, and there was a DJ there. And I just took the microphone a cappella and I sang a tune, and these kids came up and they were like, wow, that's great. And then they started their DJ music up, and I don't know if you've ever been to a club, but it's just, it's repetitious. And it just goes on. And these kids, they don't get a chance to hear live good music. So, and when they do hear it, they go, this is great. Because unfortunately, they never hear it.
Can you share with us another one as we go to a break?
I think we could do that. By the way, did you hear that they put a restaurant on the moon? Did you know that? Food's great. There's just no atmosphere. Okay, let's do it.
Fly me to the moon. Let's play among the stars. Let's all see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. In other words, baby, kiss me. Oh yeah, now fill my heart with song. Let's swing forevermore, because you are all that I long for. I worship and adore. In other words, I love you.
Yeah. Mark Randese, Mr. AKA Frank Sinatra. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm, presents Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back with Mark Randese, whose life these past 10 years has been a tribute to Frank Sinatra. For a listener out there, Mark, who's got a huge dream, how do they get the courage to, one, dream huge, and two, most importantly, to act on that dream?
Well, you know, they say, you know, just face the fear. And, you know, if you have dreams, you know, you have to, people think of dreaming, you're sleeping when you're dreaming. So if you think about it, you got to wake up. You got to do something. So you just can't sit there and lay in bed and dream, but you have to act on your dreams. And, you know, like they say, fight the fear. You know, get out of your way. You know, people tell you many times, you're getting in your own way. Get out of the way. Make that extra call. Knock on that door. Unless you place the order, how are you going to know if you can? I mean, you got to be able to ask the question. Hey, can you use me here? I mean, I've made calls before. Hey, I like to sing. People think, you know, they see you at a show or they see you somewhere, they think, oh, you're you know, you wouldn't want to come and play at our place, would you? Or because you went to Europe and you, hey, you know, ask. I ask people, hey, I asked you, Jack, can you interview me? I'd like people to know the story. I'd like people our generation to feel like they're alive still. So you ask, knock on the doors. And don't think of yourself. I know my sister, bless her heart, I used to you know, she said, you're thinking too much of you. Forget about it. It's not about you. And I thought, yeah, you're right. Because, you know, my folks raised me to, you know, you do for others. You don't think of yourself. You think, and sometimes we're just thinking too much of ourselves that we, you know, we don't want to make that call. We don't want to do that.
Speaking of knocking on the door, you're at the pearly gates. And St. Peter.
Do I have to be there right now?
St. Peter knocks and he says, Mark, sing me one song. What song do you sing?
Oh, man. I know I joked with you about it. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I think you'd have to. How about. You're just too marvelous for words. You know, I don't know. I'd sing something, you know, to let our creator know I'm. Please be kind to me.
Speaking of that, what role has faith played in Mark Randisi's life?
Well, it's a huge role in my life, my faith in God and the scriptures, because they have a lot of good counsel. And let's face it, I mean, the world's going through some really crazy times, and I believe very strongly in God and His Word, and to live your life right, and to never lose sight of the big picture, really, about, you know, we're all growing older, you know, we can't stop that Father Time thing, and so, live your life like we were designed to live it. And I know God has a master plan. I know that. You know, obviously, you look around. This isn't the way. I don't think there's all this confusion in the world. So, you know, look at the big picture. Think of God. And hopefully, you know, he'll keep us in mind.
Mark Randisi, God has a master plan. And boy, you, for one, have figured out what that role is that he wants you to play. And you've played it great.
Well, thank you.
How do we learn more about you?
Go on my website, markrandisi.com. You can email me and get the phone number there, although I can give you my phone number. It's 888-640-MARK. That's my toll-free number. And go on my webpage. Love to hear from you.
What's the single greatest experience you've had these last 10 years?
Well, honestly, making my dad and my mom happy, honestly. They see that I'm, you know, I'm not a kid anymore. And that, you know, all this really, it's been very humbling. And it's been great meeting all these stars, and it's been great traveling. And it's great. It opened up so many doors that I never thought it would. But it's just great that my folks can see that their training, what they put in me, you know, that nothing has gone to my head. You know, I mean, I'm the same person as I was when I was painting, you know, because, you know, and in as far as this dream goes and business goes, I would tell people this too. William Shatner, he made a comment that I never forgot, because somebody asked him about getting in the show business and what should I do? Because there's no structure to this business. There really isn't. He said, well, remember something. Nobody knows anything. So don't look at somebody, because you know how many people were told that they wouldn't be a star, or they wouldn't be a good actor, or they don't, you know, look at all the successful people. And not that I want to get off on this, but it's true. Look at all the successful people who were told, you can't do it. You're not good looking enough. You're not tall enough. You're not this, you're not, and you'll never make it as an actor. And they're all, you know, you'll never make it as a musician or an artist. So you can't listen to those type of people.
In performing with Bocelli, Ray Charles, Rich Little, et cetera, et cetera, what's the biggest thing you've learned from those people?
I've learned that they're just people, you know? You think that a celebrity is bigger than they are. They're just simple people. They need friends too, you know? They're just human beings. So that's basically it. I just learned that they're just humans.
One thing that I think is very important for people is to stay appreciative.
Right.
You've stayed humble and you've stayed very appreciative. Talk about that.
Well, you know, you got to kind of know where you belong in the food chain. I mean, I'm very fortunate that I've met wonderful musicians. Here's a fine gentleman here that I work with all the time, Bill Meyer, just a tremendous musician, and he's worked with all kinds of big stars. And I'm privileged enough to be in front of live musicians and good people, and it's been very, very humbling.
Speaking of being appreciative, as we end this show on Mother's Day night, can you end and give us a little tribute to all the moms out there?
Yeah. To all the mothers, but especially mine.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told, the road all paved with gold, I found in my mother's eyes. God's gift sent from above, a true and real unselfish love, I found in my mother's eyes.
Mark Randisi.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day. Thanks a million for coming. Please keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jack. God bless.
Our guest next Sunday will be an amazing young lady, Krista Clement, the first athlete at the University of Michigan in 75 years to have been the captain of a team all 4 years. Krista Clement. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Happy Mother's Day. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spahn.